Bro, I feel like I've been busy, busy, busy. Like I'm trying to catch up right now.
On
I
what?
I feel like I got to take a meeting right now as we're recording.
You got to take a Zoom
call, yeah.
Oh, Jordan, can you add Mariah Wasteland story? I'll know what it means.
Isn't it the
like, what the hell is that? I don't know.
Isn't it the worst though when like you have like a meeting set up and you know it's like a video call and you're like, oh, it just must be on Zoom. And then last minute it's on some whole other app. And you have download it, and you're
I am not a fan of those Zoom meeting. I don't like it. I don't think it's easier.
FaceTime. Can we do that?
Yeah, it's not like it's weird if you have my number. I mean, obviously, if we're about to have a call, I'm sure it's like it's professional, it's business. It's fine if we exchange numbers. Just make it a FaceTime call. It makes no sense to me.
Isn't it? Why can't you just have like a chat box up as well to like show links and stuff or like whatever.
What do you mean?
Isn't the reason on Zoom?
You can screen share on like a FaceTime.
A group FaceTime call?
Yeah, you can have it like set to, like if you're looking at something to show it.
To the group?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Then why aren't we just all on FaceTime?
I don't know. I've never understood it. I think it keeps it more professional because you're not having each other's phone numbers. That's why people still, like, to this day, I still get people going, no, let's not text, keep everything in email, because I think when there's trouble.
Yeah.
Because
that's what they
emails are like the most important thing.
When a company gets like audited or whatever, they can like, they exactly. have to have access to everything.
But then a part of me is just like, oh, you don't trust me?
Oh, you think?
So you think this is going to go bad?
You plan on suing?
Got it. Yeah. Oh, right. Why do we have to keep everything through email?
Call them
interesting.
Out.
Has anything come about your? Remember when you got subpoenaed?
No, a year ago? Nothing has come out. Nothing has come. Like they never needed to have me there.
Have you heard about that new show out called Jury Duty?
No.
Wait. Yeah.
Dude,
it's a prank show, right?
Yes. Because I kept seeing clips of it on TikTok and everybody was going nuts about it. All the views and all the comments. And I'm just giving you the skinny. I've only seen episode one, but it's a pretty good show. So what it is, it's Jury Duty, but it is everybody on the show is all like improvisers and actors and characters. James Marsden, the guy from like Hairspray like, I don't know, a bunch
of- But just to make it a little bit more real that, oh, a celebrity is part of Jury Duty. I guess that's normal sometimes, but like, you feel like-
Yeah.
So it could be real.
So there's only one real kid in it, or like he's probably like in his mid-20s. Lives in LA, and he's just agreed to be part of Jury Duty, and he thinks that this is just a documentary about being on Jury Duty.
Oh, this is brilliant.
And so all of these characters have all these bits, and they push the limits with him, and he's just like smiling.
Like, for example, one guy goes, I just want to let everybody know that I don't think I can do this because I'm racist. And everyone's like, you know, like all the actors are all in on it. And the guy's just like,
and it's just getting his reaction to like everything.
He's trying to get out of jury duty. So he like came up with an excuse.
But he had a conversation with the guy before who was like, what's a good way to get out of jury duty? And the guy's like, well, I don't know. I heard like, if you just say something like racist or something, that's a way to get out.
Yeah.
And so then when this kid goes up, he goes, and they go, who told you to say that? He looks right at the guy. And the guy is like,
the camera's on this kid the whole time, and it's awesome because you're just getting all the, like these reactions from him. It seems like a really good show.
What's interesting about that show? It must be making like a good. It is getting all this attention, and it's an Amazon Prime show that has ads on it. Like there's commercial breaks,
and it must be good.
You think the budget is like really high? I don't know. A part of me feels like everybody would find it so fun to be a part of it. I would love to do something like that for free.
Yeah.
Like put me on that.
Yeah, that seems fun. Yeah.
And I'm sure that actor, Marsden. I'm sure he took very little money to do that.
Oh, and it's good for his like kind of character because he's leaning into being neurotic, even though he's playing himself. He's trying to be like kind of unlikable, or he's acting really full of himself.
I love that
people know. So it's fun how
he's like leaning into it,
laughing at himself he's now likable because he's made fun of himself so much.
Because there's so many celebrity encounters that people like run into that they're like, damn, I thought I would like him, but I really don't. He's an asshole. And he just took that and was like, I'm gonna run with it.
It's a riot. Anyways, let's run the intro.
Let's roll the intro, baby. Woo, everybody ready?
I thought you were gonna do Kung Fu Fighting.
I don't know why I sang.
Everybody was.
We're not ready to sing yet. You ready?
Ready.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo!
Stenographer.
Ow!
Order in the court.
Order in the court.
Welcome. Bring in the dancing lobsters.
Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Judge Zany Heath Unfiltered.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. In case you guys have never met us or have never watched the show before, we...
Interesting. Comment down below if you have no idea.
Zane thinking we have new listeners in our
audience. This is Japan part three.
This is a podcast show where we're four best friends. Oh my, come on, guys.
Yeah.
We're four best friends. We've been friends for 8 years, right?
Just a real loose bunch.
Yeah. And we made this podcast about 3 years ago and... we wanted to bring the conversation, what we usually have in like the living room, and bring it to you guys on the camera.
That's right.
And
it's just a nice little fun hangout where we get to be ourselves and just chat. And
me thinking there's top executives watching this
just specific episode. Just talk about, never know. We've been surprised to find out who watches this.
Yeah.
It's so hard explaining it to people. It's like, so what do y'all talk about?
If I had a nickel for every time we get asked that question, what do you guys talk about?
I say it's like when I'm talking to like baby boomers or like older people. Uh-huh. I'm like, it's like a morning radio show. Like, it's kind of like Howard Stern. Oh, there's a whole cast of people and we talk about stuff that's going on, talking about stuff that's happening in our lives, and people like our personalities. And everyone's like, oh, I get it.
Okay.
That's how
I've never thought to compare it to a radio show like that.
I don't think Howard Stern.
I just say, you're going to have to watch it to find out because I don't even know.
Oh, really? I go, please don't. Please don't. Oh, especially like when I start talking to a girl and she doesn't know I do a podcast. The last thing I want her to do is
go on a podcast.
Cause you really just see me at my worst.
Yeah.
So I just don't want, that's another thing I have to try to like kind of maneuver and deal with. Yeah.
Did you guys know, this is steering way in a different direction. Did you know John Cena's You Can't See Me was originally a bet, a dare?
Oh, really?
What is John Cena's You Can't See Me?
That was his thing.
So
like,
he goes like this, You Can't See Me. His tagline is You Can't See Me. Like the song is like, You Can't See Me, My Time Is Now.
Oh, and he like walks into an arena. Yeah. This is his trademark move.
It's
like The Rock with his eyebrows.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And if you notice any videos or pictures of John Cena, people comment like, that's just an empty chair. Like they don't see him.
Why are they interviewing an empty chair? Like,
right. That's the big like John Cena joke. So he said, one day when he was doing WWE, his friend dared him to go out. Wait, hold on. Who was it?
He a wrestler as well?
50 Cent's music video. All right.
Okay. It was another wrestler.
So in 50 Cent's
music. I was not very good with celebrities.
Yeah, I'm not good with memory. In 50 Cent's music video, he goes like this. And that was the thing to do at the time. So everybody did this. So they were telling John Cena about it. And they were like, I dare you to go out there when you go to wrestle and just do one of these.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. So he went out, forgot what it was, and went like this. And it ended up being his thing. And everybody in like the WWE community made it his thing. Like, You Can't See Me.
So did he come up with that You Can't See Me, or that was everybody else kind of?
Can I just play it? Because I don't have any answers. I don't know. I just thought, just watch for 2 seconds.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, no, everybody does this, man. Everybody does this. And I guess this is from 50 Cent's video. And he's like, you won't do it on TV. I said, what the hell do I got to lose? What, are you going to fire me? Of course I'll do it on TV. But instead of doing this, I did this. And now for 15 years, because of a dare, I've been doing this. And I'll do you one better. People actually think I'm invisible. There will be people to...
So that's how I thought I was going to sound.
That's so funny.
That is really
that
funny.
That talk show, Graham Norton, they always get the best celebrities on there and they're always saying the best stories on that British talk show. It's wild how there's no other competition in America where we have that host with three hot celebrities and they're all fun.
I've seen a few of those clips and they're really good. Like just a few different celebrities, really good interviews.
I was just thinking of the comment that you posted that somebody said, hearing Zane form a sentence is exhausting. I'm exhausted.
That's why I was take your time, baby.
I know.
Hold on, before we start, I gotta tell you guys this.
For all the wrestling listeners out there who know John Cena's trademark.
I was John Cena for Halloween one year.
Oh, yeah?
You're a big fan of John Cena?
Big fan.
Dude, Logan Paul was out there busting some professional wrestling moves.
Yeah. I think that's his thing. He's good at it.
He looks good doing it.
Yeah.
Looks good doing it, too.
Because that's hard.
You saw the setup at SoFi Stadium?
No.
The setup that they had where it was WrestleMania, right? And so
No way.
It looked insane. Oh. I saw like everybody's stories. I didn't even know it was happening. I saw it in like live through people's stories. It looked like Disney World. It was just
the
amount of lights and setup they had and Logan Paul coming out. I was like, damn, this kid came from the bottom and really got to like a good spot now. Yeah. And then Prime is now the main and the main event for every single thing. It's absolutely insane. It's so crazy.
What were you going to say, Bubba?
Speaking of crazy business stuff, Cremota, if you guys...
Oh, yes, yes.
if you want to grab some coffee, we are doing a sale right now, cremota.com. If you use code UNFILTERED at checkout, for the next week, you're going to get 35% off your order. So,
boom, 35. Do you know how much that is? That's 35% off.
But yeah, if you want to check it out, cremota.com and use code UNFILTERED.
That is quite a sale. That seems like a better sale than like Cyber Monday or Black Friday.
Baby, absolutely. And that's why you should take advantage of it.
You know, we just want to give back to
Guys, I love it all. I love the matcha. I love all of the flavors of the Cremota coffee. I cannot get enough of it. Ever since I've been taking it every morning, it has changed my fucking life.
I just wish we could see that on the reviews on the website. Mm.
I can't describe. And what's wild is like how much I've
My man trying to get a raise.
And when I've recommended it to other people, it's like, damn, I wish I had a referral link on that because it spreads like wildfire with all my friends.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, man.
Crazy to me, fake pro wrestling is still a thing. It's obviously fake. But I mean, watch it and it's like 50-year-old men who are like, yeah.
And it's not kids. It's mostly like older men watching that. It's wild.
Yeah, they get really into it.
And it's the straightest of dudes. And like, you're like, yo, this is staged like dancing. Like you're having guys come out in like
I'm
flamboyant outfits.
It seems like something they would be completely against.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing. It's a play.
Yeah.
It is theater, sweetie.
It is. But I wonder why they love it. Like, why do they love it so much?
It's equivalent to like Disney adults. They're like,
they live a little bit.
Or it's like monster trucks. Like, is there really like a point system?
Don't you talk shit about
okay,
monster
trucks?
Okay,
no.
Look, trucks cool.
No, monster trucks to me is like watching a football game.
It's not a race, though.
You're watching these guys take these monster trucks and they're doing backflips in it. It's just like watching a crazy driver. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like NASCAR.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's just monster trucks. But I will say, I did go to SmackDown when I was a kid with my dad, and my dad said it was a blast. We obviously had a blast because we were kids and we saw like the great Khali and Rey Mysterio, and the energy was unmatched. It was amazing. It was crazy to see them in person, like doing their thing.
When I was a kid, I thought that shit was real. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, they broke their leg.
Yeah.
And then, their hand.
And then you hear people talking about like, one of your friends would be like, you guys know it's fake. And then you're like, kind of like, no, it's not. Are you that stupid? You think it's fake? And then like, it makes you mad that they like try to.
Yeah. It was always an argument.
Yeah.
Like, is it real or is it fake?
Damn. It's like Santa.
But I tell you what, me and my siblings, it was real in our basement.
Backyard wrestling, like drunk rednecks, like jumping off of buildings and smashing tables, but they're not breakaway tables. They're like your mom's wooden like tables they bring out for holidays.
You were just doing that a couple years ago, baby.
That's the shit I like. You know what I mean? Don't get rid of all the pro wrestlers, audience members.
Yeah.
You do like a raffle. And then they pick the raffle and they call your number and then you come out and you got to try to jump from the high ropes.
Yes.
I don't know what school it was, but I think it was like a high school football team. They did a like bring your parent to practice day.
Uh-huh.
What?
And they like put their parents in like gear. And it was like the parents hitting the kids and like the kids tackling. Bro, it was the most insane thing I've ever.
Oh, with like little kids.
Yeah. Jordan, pull up parents at football practice.
This is something you saw?
There's like videos of it. And it's just so funny to watch these like.
That's fun. Yeah, at my school, we used to have it where the parents would kiss the kids.
Interesting.
There's going to be a lot of this. Parents at football practice? Or
kids bring their parents to football practice right there.
Oh,
oh, that's fun. Bitch.
He just jumps over him.
But some of them like are getting like smacked hard.
Oh, that's actually, this is a really funny idea.
Oh, wow.
It's just like super cute.
Oh, dude, these older moms are rocking these kids. Look at that. This is like, they still do this now?
That's so funny.
I mean, this is just one team that just did it for fun.
You know what's really interesting? Right now, we'll be at Coachella when this comes out. Right. Oh, no, we'll be coming back. Just kidding. We'll be back home, actually. Oh, yeah, the weekend will be over.
We get back Monday?
Yeah.
I'm so pissed. My outfits that I've like planned on like aren't arriving on time. I'm like, fuck. I got to go to the mall and walk around and piece shit
that's
together.
That's exactly what happened with me for Japan. Everything came the day after we left, and I had to buy everything in Japan. You should buy everything in Palm Springs. You should go to like the nearest gas station.
Imagine trying to get around and navigate that.
That's a good challenge.
That is a good challenge.
Gas station only outfits.
Yes. Every shirt has like either an eagle, a wolf.
Burbank.
A wolf. Yeah. How did tanning go, Zane? You went to a tanning salon.
I did. I went yesterday. I did very low. I did 6 minutes.
Ooh, soft.
Barely anything. Yeah.
Damn, I went today.
How was it?
Great. You know how many minutes I went?
When? Jeez.
Yeah.
That's you're going to burn yourself.
No, I feel like I already have a good base burn. And then now I'm just like bronze up.
So you're supposed you burn yourself?
I mean, the first time for my skin type, like I went last week on a Monday and then that was like a slow burn. And then you work up. How many? So you did 6 minutes. You went.
No, I do 6 minutes. You did 10 minutes. That's poison. Baby, cancer, color.
I thought you went last week as well.
I did, but I went for 8 minutes and it burned my skin and I don't like
it. Did you put any lotion on?
No. I also showered right after.
You went in and you didn't even put on any lotion?
I put on the lotion, but I put it everywhere. I don't think you're supposed to put it everywhere. But also, you're not supposed to shower after you get a suntan. Apparently, that's where you get burned. That's where it burns you more, when you shower immediately after. I always shower.
You're supposed to wait 4 hours.
That's crazy. Why doesn't it say that? Why is there no signs that say that in the tanning salon?
I don't know. When you go to a pool, are there signs that say, don't wait 30 minutes if you've ate something before you get in?
Well, no, that one is like, depending on body type. Is that true? Like,
or is no, that like I think that is an urban myth. But I mean, like, you're not going to die. It's just like, if you want to get the best tan, you know, there's probably like different ways. I don't know.
Have you seen Final Destination 3?
Yes.
Yeah, when they get burnt to crisp. Yep. Tanning is already bad for you, man. It is the weirdest. It keeps my psoriasis at bay. I don't abuse it, but occasionally.
The thing is that we only do it like once a year. I do it once a year. Yeah. I don't go like all year round. There's people that go like every few days. That's crazy. That's like,
you will
die of skin cancer.
It also feels so good.
Yeah. But you know what's worse than tanning beds? The sun. The sun is so bad for you too. Just being out in the sun.
Well, I don't know.
You're supposed to be wearing sunscreen every day.
10 minutes in a tanning bed is like 4 hours in the sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, think about how long it takes to get like a nice tan outside. And then you're getting it done in 6 minutes. You're like, damn. But like, you'd have to be outside for like hours.
But damn, why does it look and feel so good when you do it? Yeah. You come out feeling. Tan.
I don't know. I think the sun is life. It's energy.
I think melanin is a natural, soothing, I won't say it's a hormone, but it comes out of your body in a good way.
But when you don't see the sun and you're all pale, you feel the worst. You feel like you're dying.
You're like the guy from Benchwarmers, just in the closet.
Yeah, I'm scared of the sun.
Well, sun is so related into our own circadian rhythm. They say like the moment you really wake up, you should be looking at like the sun within the first 30 minutes of your day. Absolutely. And that will set you on the best note.
Have you ever done sun gazing?
Like, what do you mean?
Like where you watch it. So like for the first 30 minutes of a sunset and a sunrise, you can stare directly into the sun. It's really good for you.
It's really good for you?
Yeah.
Like it's good for your eyes?
It's just good for like your energy, like your emotional, your well-being. Like it's just, it makes you feel like euphoric.
You know what Todd does every day?
Don't tell me he tans his junk.
Yes.
No, he does
it. He pulls out his junk and just like literally sits out in the sun like this for like 5-10 minutes every day.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of people, you
first
do like,
I thought he was just like outside on the phone pissing. I'm like, why is he pissing in the yard when he just pissed in the bathroom? It's right there.
Sometimes he does pee while he does it too.
Sometimes he does. But like he actually lets the sun hit his genitals because it's apparently better for you.
Okay. It's like some people do butthole gazing.
Yes. You put, like perineum tanning or whatever.
Yeah.
That's apparently like really good for you.
We see Mariah tomorrow morning. It's good for you. It's good for you.
Web. What do you want me to do?
Good for yahoos.
I think for Coachella, you know how service is always really bad?
Yes.
I think,
I forgot.
So I got a ham radio.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah, we just got ham radios. Pretty freaking awesome.
You can bring them in. I thought you can't bring them in.
I mean, it's like
The walkie-talkies?
No, it's like it's similar to a walkie-talkie, but it's ham radio, and it's you can channel different wavelengths from a radio signal, and you can set it on like a certain wavelength and you can communicate with people.
Is it any different than a walkie-talkie like from Amazon?
Well, walkie-talkie would be more like mine pairs with you on like a certain
channel. You do you do a mode, and then
thing, like, you can listen to like different radio stations, like weather broadcasting, all sort, like bunch of different things, but you have to have like a license to be able to like transmit. So there's like a 35 question quiz that you take to get your certification or whatever it is.
And you took it?
No, I just got my my ham today.
Oh, and but you don't have taking it to Coachella.
I think it would be nice to have it for Coachella if we can like communicate.
Imagine around.
But Heath, nobody else has a walkie though. So how are you going to communicate with anybody?
Well, Jordan's got one. We could like take.
You can take in a ham radio into Coachella.
We'll yeah, it's out. It's small.
Oh, that's dope. I think bought all those last year.
I did. It's still in my closet, ready to like.
You got regular walkie talkies,
just
right?
Regular ones, which were like TK told me that last year at Coachella, it worked like a charm. Everybody was able to communicate the entire time, so nice. No problems.
I wonder. Which is really nice. Could you imagine if we were at Coachella and the radios crossed over and you can hear like the backstage people queuing?
Oh yeah,
for shows.
I'm sure you'd be able
that'd
to get
be
in on
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Did you ever used to take your walkie talkies as kids and put them on scan and just like it would just wait until you found somebody?
It,
and you'd
it
be
felt
like
you were finding aliens.
Yeah.
Remember? Do you guys remember that app? It was like a walkie talkie app. It was really old and it was trending for maybe like a few months. But you got to like talk to people in like India and shit right from your phone. Do you remember
no.
that?
No. Like when the iPhone first came out?
Yeah. No. Not that when the iPhone first came out. It was maybe like 7 years ago where you'd go through different channels and then all of a sudden you'd hear somebody from like Russia and you'd hear someone from Germany.
No
yeah.
way.
And they lived there. Like these were like real people in Germany that had the app also. And they were on the same station.
I feel like I vaguely know what you're talking about.
Have you ever like looked back at your iTunes downloads to like the first apps that you downloaded when you got an iPhone?
Oh, yes.
Boy, you can see
that.
Gosh.
So interesting.
The beer
chug. I had one that was a gun. It was like you would like hold your phone and you would like click the side of it and it would sound like different guns. You could like
the buzzer
or the lighter.
Yes, the lighter
or
app.
Yeah. Zippo.
What, remember like, the flashlight app? The yes. flashlight app.
Wait, do you remember? Did anyone have like juicy? It was called like Juicy Mouth or Juicy Talk or Juicy Fruit something. And you would put your mouth. It would be different like dialogues and you can talk and like.
Oh, yeah.
So interesting.
We thought that was a peak too. It's like, wow, the flashlight app. We can't get past
right,
this one.
The Zippo. Like, why did we all have to have it?
But like, why did we kind of think it would light something? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Download it. We downloaded
it. Like, you would tell somebody would like, yeah, something. I have the Zippo lighter app and it's like a lighter. And people were like. Like, how does that work?
I get
like phones were still so new at the time. You were kind of like believing it.
I think that's why I get why we were so excited because
look at that.
This is when touch screens were still
this
brand
is
new.
On the app store, you could go down. I can.
I had
know this
an
was
alarm
here.
Clock app. Mr. Ah.
Oh my gosh.
Gun Road.
Wait, where? How'd you get to that?
You go to the app store, you click yourself, and then you just scroll, you click purchase, and then scroll all the way down.
And they can't even save my
this
fucking
was
contacts?
Downloaded
my password right? that That's I just insane. Recreated?
In 2010, I downloaded Ringtone Designer.
Oh.
Ringtone Designer.
Like Uno Free.
Wait, are you on the iTunes App Store?
Yeah, just go to App Store.
And then there
was a bike rider app where you like have the little doodle that rides the bike.
Oh my gosh, this goes all the way down to 2010.
If you're listening and you just grab your phone to check, give this video a thumbs up.
Zay, look what I downloaded.
The kissing test, free. teach you how to kiss.
No.
Kissing test,
Jesus.
Free.
No.
Heath, what do you want, purchased?
Or purchased and then just scroll.
Oh wow, my Temple God. Run. You know what?
Cut
I don't
the
have
rope.
That
you, did you guys play Cut
yes,
the Rope?
Cut the
that
rope.
That was the best game ever created, I think.
What is it like you were like slicing it and there was a bit of a rope, right?
Is it like a rope that you cut?
Like it was like
yeah,
things
it was like
would
these,
fall.
These
and
little
would...
guys. It was like a mind game where you had to like cut a rope and something would swing onto something.
Yes.
And then you had to like accomplish the task or
Heath,
whatever.
Heath, hot or not.
Badu.
No.
Badu. Y'all remember Perfect 365 makeup editor?
Yes. Dude, this is so
Dude,
weird.
Square Ready. And Square Ready was how you got the white stripes.
Yes,
the borders.
The borders on your
Zane, look at what was one of my first apps that I done.
Sex offender search.
Oh, I had one of those before I moved to LA to see.
Just to make sure you know your area is good.
Remember Flappy Bird?
Yes, of course.
Why did I have OK Cupid?
OK
Cupid. Wait, what's OK Cupid again?
It was like dating, it was like that dude, but like more serious.
More serious, like Hinge.
Like it was like you were like trying to find love.
Do you remember Afterlight? Which was like VSCO.
Yes, it was before VSCO.
Oh, I loved Afterlight. You could get like
a little still there?
Light leaks. Yeah, it looks like it. But I don't, I mean, I don't have it downloaded.
Heath, you know what? I didn't download a lot of games. I have Diner Dash. Oh, I love that shit. Diner Dash.
That was a good one.
That's really funny. Heath, I did not know. You know how many people are going to like look up the song now? They probably have no idea.
I thought it was so fun seeing all
did
of
you
it.
Just like yeah. randomly find her? Did you watch a TikTok that was like, you know, you can go back?
No, I was looking because I there was an app that I had and I didn't see it anymore. So I was like, I know I had bought it and I wanted to like re-download it. So I clicked on purchases and then like I saw like the recent ones and then I was like, how far does this go back?
That's really funny. And it went
all the way back to the first iPhone that I had.
Wow. It's strange also when you go on like Facebook messages and you'll like find just a message thread of just you and your friends and it goes back all the way to like 2007.
Yeah.
And it's all this dialogue of you talking with someone and it's you who did that. But you're like, I have no memory.
Why was I talking like that?
Any of it. But it's weird when you just see correspondence of you and another person from 10 years ago. It's
like, and then like, especially back then, I used to overthink of what to text back to people because I just wanted to always be like cool and funny.
Yeah.
Single time I texted,
because you
right?
knew everybody would see it. It wasn't like a private thing.
Yeah.
Like when you were posting on somebody's timeline, everybody could see it.
Just seeing my like, especially tweets of me like tweeting back and forth to friends. I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing.
I know. I can't believe we communicated on Twitter like that.
We should have not.
Crazy.
I know. I can't stand just like Facebook memories or when they're like, no. It'll show your status. What's good, everybody? Where's the party at tonight? Like, you're like, delete this.
And the shit I was sharing back then, like 10 years ago, my entire feed fights.
Yeah, you would share. You were sharing that up until like,
yeah,
we were friends. I'd be like, why is Zane sharing this?
I don't know. I was always sharing fights. Like, I don't know why.
You love the World Star Hip Hop.
I love those videos because it was like, it felt like you were there. It felt like you were there and it felt like you were a part of the fight. You were part of the,
He still texts me TikToks of fights. Like
I don't know. It's fun to watch. Yeah. You know, like I'm not for violence, but like, everybody's having fun.
It's fun watching people fight and do crazy shit in a setting that they shouldn't be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's a freak out. I like a Karen like that.
Yeah, like a public freak out, but.
Yeah.
But mix that in with like a little bit of fighting.
It depends on who's fighting. If some innocent person is getting their ass kicked.
No,
I'm like,
no. I really don't see that. I usually see like two people. They're like, let's go. And then they meet up and then they go.
You should watch that show. Fear Thy Neighbor. If you like the Karen stuff mixed with a fight, but it's a Karen mixed with a fight that ends up in a murder. And it is so.
Is this real?
Yes. So it's like an IDTV show. And basically it talks about like somebody had like a crazy neighbor, like a Karen that would freak out over stuff. And it just shows the whole buildup of what caused this one neighbor to snap. And it always ends with like a murder.
Wow.
But it's really, really fun to watch. They do like a whole recreation.
Wow.
It's sick.
I watched this bananas documentary last night called it's on Hulu. It's called The Stolen Youth.
Oh my God. I watched a little bit of it. So crazy.
It's like called up. Stolen Youth, the cult that started at Sarah Lawrence College. So Sarah Lawrence College is like north of Manhattan, okay? This happened like in 2009. It was like a group of like nine friends, six of them became like roommates. And one of the girls who's like in the friend circle is like, hey guys, is it cool if my dad comes visits us for a little bit? And guys, like my dad, he was out of my life for a while. He used to be in jail. He used to be like a former Marine. He worked with like all the top best leaders. And like he worked with the governor, the mayor of New York, Giuliani, Russian leaders. He's like so cool. You guys are going to like him. He comes and like meets all these, like this girl and like all of her friends. He gets to talking with all of them and kind of ends up crashing with them like 4 days out of the week, crashing on the couch. Cooking up dinner with them suddenly becomes like
getting really close with them
to the point where you're like, well,
almost like a new roommate.
Yeah. Yes. And it really starts charming with them. It was super personable, has the coolest stories for them. you know, cooking for them. And they're like, well, it's hard to kick this guy off our couch. You know, it's hard to say no to a nice, hot, warm meal every night when you're in college. And slowly as he becomes friends with them, he starts really caring about each one of them and the problems that they're facing. And he gets up like one day and gives like kind of this presentation, almost a slideshow of talking about his philosophy, his way of life, of thinking, how it really applies to them in their own lives as young adults, because they don't know what the real world is like. And they really kind of like dig the way this dude thinks. He kind of starts pulling each one of them off one by one, really getting in their heads, talking about like maybe their own childhood trauma that they've had with them. These kids start making realizations about their past, starting to resent their childhood, their parents, stuff.
But he was like just putting these thoughts in their head.
Is this a true story?
Yes. Yeah. And what's wild, so it's 2009. The guy also like recorded everything. He recorded like all of the tapes and the conversations, secretly filmed them, because this guy ends up kind of being a nut. And what's really cool about it is, not cool, sad, but relatable. The kids, and so this all happened in fall of 2009. They're all our age, right? You're not like watching some documentary where someone's like in their 50s and 60s talking about something that happened in the 70s or 80s. This is like, you really identify with these kids. And he starts creating basically this cult, very small, but with a close group of friends, and gets them in. I don't want to reveal too much on this podcast, but it's crazy about a cult and how you can psychologically break somebody within 2 years of knowing them.
Damn.
Getting them, like, these kids are like Columbia and Harvard grads and stuff, on the verge of becoming doctors. And next thing you know, in 2 or 3 years, they are psychologically bound to
how
this
does that
other
happen?
Person.
That's crazy.
And that's what I was, me and Danielle were watching it, and I just kept on saying throughout the documentary, it's like, it's crazy that you can allow yourself to lose yourself. Like, you allow yourself to just like believe what this guy is saying, and to detach from your family and your parents and just believe everything this guy tells you. I don't know if they were vulnerable before and he like realized that and like maybe was able to like close them out and like get people like other.
Certain ones were more vulnerable. The ones who kind of had bad childhoods and bad relationships with their parents. Like, some were like had immigrant parents who grew up very, very poor. One girl had a bad relationship with her single mother.
Yeah.
Some of the other kids, as the cult progressed and got more serious, they were like, hold on, this guy's fucked up. I'm not. Okay. Some of them left, and the ones who stayed were the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also frustrating, though, the families who lost their kids years of their like kids' lives to this
because
cult.
Of him,
to this guy.
I can imagine if my brother suddenly stopped talking to me and was like off in like the woods of Oregon with some person and being like, no, this is good for me. I'm happy and validated here. You didn't provide that to me. Now I feel whole. Yeah. And you're like,
and honestly,
what was he trying to get them to do or get out of them? Just
he would like instill like a sense of work, purpose, accountability, and like apologizing. He would also love bomb them. He would get in their head, convincing them that they had like broken something or they had wronged him. And he would still come from a place of love, but they would get to a point where he's like, you don't remember when you broke that thing yesterday? You haven't told me that you have done it. Thing is, I still love you, but all I want is accountability. And they would be like, I guess you're right. I did do it.
There's
just
a shit ton of manipulation.
That's the type of person you are. You are great. You are awesome because you just were honest with me. So they would just have this like gaslighting abuse.
But when you watch a documentary like that, sometimes it's very hard to like visualize what's going on, but there's video footage, in the moment of stuff happening, and you're watching and you really get to be inside these people's like just situation and lives. And that was really crazy to like witness. And I've never seen that. Like, I didn't think they were like to see them that controlled, and watching that was insane.
When they're, but you guys should definitely in the videos. You're like, how did they get any of this on footage?
I love that they have footage.
And three episodes.
He was one that filmed everything. It's crazy. He like, I don't know, he put himself in that situation. Like almost.
He was using that footage to fuck with them further on to be like, I've recorded every time you've messed up since you've been with me, and would try to like extort them for money and get them to ask their parents for money.
Yeah.
I don't, once again, want to reveal too much, but I watched it all the way to the last one, and it was like, the saddest.
Yeah. I just, it's, I love, it's just watching that you learn something too. You learn for your future kids and like your future uncles or your future brother's kids. It just helps you like not ever help somebody not to ever be in a situation like that.
And be aware of abuse while it's like happening in front of you. It's really sad how we get wrapped up with certain people thinking that they're good for me. Yeah, very, we yell, but they're the only one who's caring for me. See, they love me. Like,
No, I checked that out. It sounds really interesting.
Stolen Youth, Sarah Lawrence, it's on Hulu.
We had, this past weekend, we had Heath, Todd, and Scott's birthday party. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was
Mariah put it all together.
Thanks, Bubba. Mariah, you had the best spread at the fucking party. You had every nostalgic snack all lined up.
It was great, but everyone's on their Coachella diet, so nobody touched it. I was like, damn.
It was like all of the classics. The Gushers, the Fruit Roll-Ups, the Dunkaroos.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was incredible.
What is happening?
What, you got a Dunkaroo?
We did different stations. So we had the open bar. We had airbrush t-shirt station. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and we had temporary tattoos.
My ass temporary tattoos. That took me an hour and a half to take that off, both sides.
I mean, they're damn good. I got more for, I'm doing it for Coachella.
You're going to do those?
It took me 3 showers to get it off, and I still have a little bit of like speckles.
Here's the thing, Ryan. They look good that day, but you're not going to want it still on there the next day.
Well, I only have one. 2 of my outfits are long sleeve, and 1 is short sleeve.
You know what you should do? You should do ink box. Those look like legitimate tattoos, and those will stay on.
That's the next step.
Don't ink box take a few days to like get to their full color?
Yeah, they,
it's almost like
they
henna,
like fade
and
in.
Then it gets. Yeah. Like it takes 3 days for it to look.
But it still looks real. It looks pretty good. Ones I've seen. Yeah,
I definitely want to do that.
Ink box will last like months.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And I love how ink box is such a good trial too. Like to have something on you. Not permanent. Okay, see if you like it. Like, right. See if you vibe with it.
We're
like
bringing temporary tattoos back.
Yeah, I should have had a couple of little trials before getting them. But, you know.
I can't believe Jason's temporary tattoo of Dobrik's on his ass
He has Dobrik's on his ass?
It's a cramp stand. Like, right above, like, on his upper
it's big. Butt,
his lower back.
When did he get that?
Like, a year ago.
Huh?
But I did it. I thought it was real. I thought it was a real tattoo.
He got it with the ink that's supposed to like dissolve in your skin and go away. But
I would
literally
never trust
that
type of tattoo.
It looks like, brand new. It still looks.
Your Honor.
And they're like, sir, how often do you shower?
Yeah, that's a Judge Judy case right there. Like, I got a temporary, but it's permanent.
Just showing the jury, like in court, like
to get some sympathy that the jury's just like, oh no.
I kind of feel bad it's still there.
Was it like Jason, on or was it like stenciled?
Tattooed, like a real tattoo, but the ink is supposed to dissolve in your skin after I don't know how long. That?
Where did he get it done?
I think like, you just go to a real tattoo shop.
Hollywood tattoo.
Maybe he's been working out so much, all that sweat is just accumulating back there, and it's like
keeping it in.
Like,
maybe. What do you mean?
I think they were like super heavy handed, and they put it in too deep. So I feel like normally, if it's like up closer to the surface, it'll fade better.
Imagine if you got a fucking face tat with that. Like,
and people do. People get their lips tattooed. I think, is Joe's permanent or is he have the temporary one?
I think
one?
Joe's is permanent.
Is Karina the one that has like penis in? What's the one she has?
I don't know actually.
Somebody has penis. I forget who.
Jason does because Jason thought he was getting Karina. And then he was like, oh, fuck you.
He thought he was getting Karina's name, but it actually said,
I'm pretty sure. Isn't it weird how we like,
we're talking about this.
We're talking about the vlogs, like we have, I have no memory sometimes of any of them.
We're going to be like Malcolm in the Middle,
mm-hmm.
where he doesn't remember filming any of it.
Right.
And everybody thought something was wrong with him.
But really,
like people started spreading that rumor and then like,
yeah, I mean, I believe that
a couple years later, he's like, I don't know why everybody ran with that. He was just like, I just don't really remember like being on set and like doing this stuff.
But isn't he a race car driver now?
Yo, he's a crazy NASCAR driver now.
Yeah, that's right.
Wild.
Frankie Muniz. Yeah.
It's
kind of cool that he did that like little kid racing movie. And then he, that's cool.
So cool.
What, Miracle in Lane 2?
Miracle in Lane 2. Yeah. But it's just, it's funny to go from that. And then now seeing him as an actual race car driver.
He wasn't in Fast and the Furious. Isn't he in Tokyo Drift?
No. Tokyo Drift?
He has like a race car driver name.
Frankie Muniz.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. People live into their names.
I know. We were just talking about that the other day. how there's people in certain that have a certain occupation and their name matches it perfectly. Yeah. Like, do they, is it like a psychological thing that stays with you while you're growing up and like you kind of lean into it?
Culturally. Like rodeos. Go to rodeos and pick up the book of what all the rodeo guys' names are.
Rodeo names.
God, where was, I had the...
Hold on, say one rodeo.
It's just like
Butch, like, but it's their real name. You know what I mean?
Buck McGee. It would just like, it's just like stuff that just seems like you're supposed to ride.
Well, isn't like any Dusty, redneck name?
I took
a good rodeo name.
Dusty Tuckness is like a real name.
But like when you're giving birth, shoes. You don't know. Like you can lean them into that sport, but then you don't know if they're gonna stick to it. It's the fact that they're professionals and their name is perfect for it.
Just fits.
Yes, there's people that change their name, but we're talking about like,
what does my name sound like?
Zain Hijazi. Honestly, like a realtor.
A realtor?
Yeah.
Zain Hijazi?
Commercial real estate.
Oh, yeah. No. All right, Mike King. I mean, Matt King.
Mike?
Mike King. Matt King.
I don't know. It sounds like a sell insurance.
Matt King.
Like I'm a State Farm agent.
Matt King.
Matthew King.
I think.
Maybe. Heath Hussar.
Rodeo.
Heath Hussar.
That sounds like an exotic car owner.
like a used car salesman.
Yeah.
All right.
Mariah Amato, a painter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like you do
artist.
Insane pieces.
Ooh.
But like you died off. Like you're hot for like 2 years.
No. She doesn't get famous until she dies, and then her art becomes
Mariah Amato.
Yes.
That's one thing. It's like an owner.
I feel so bad. Artists that don't get to enjoy the success and the fame.
Yeah.
And then they die. And then all of a sudden now other people are making all this money off of their work.
Just rolling in their grave. That sucks.
Didn't Picasso make 100 paintings every day for like an entire year?
I know nothing about
Picasso.
So
if you think about it, there's like, so that's why people can get a Picasso at a reasonable price.
Didn't Picasso have a ghost painter though that was doing all of his shit?
I don't know that. Did you know Basquiat is?
Yes.
You know, Madonna dated Basquiat for like a good portion, like in the 80s. She broke up with him because Basquiat was like addicted to heroin. She had a bunch of Basquiat paintings that he gave her because they were like dating. Right. He then was like, okay, give me all of my paintings back. These paintings would be worth each one like hundreds and hundreds of millions to this day. So it would have been like almost like $1 billion worth of Basquiat paintings. And then he took them back from her and then painted all of them black.
No.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Just because he was so like heartbroken that
Basquiat was like, obviously he was a drug addict, and then insanely
it would be crazy to still buy it after being painted black. That's out. Even more of a story.
Exactly. I think that
the painting's black. Like,
yeah, but they're worth more of a story. More, like people with their neutral toned houses.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah, like that's a Basquiat.
That's believe sick. It or
not. Commissioned for Madonna.
He still painted it.
Yeah.
Mariah Amato, do a re-indition of it. Do a re-indition of the painting.
Can I redeem myself another story?
So yeah. This one is about...
I was donating my clothes, whatever, and there was a girl sitting next to me, and she had like gauze all over. Like it looked like she just got a nose job. She had gauze like in a lot of different places.
Mm.
And it just felt like one of those girls, you know, like you had one girl in school every year, she'd have a knee brace, but she'd wear it like over her jeans. Like it was that one person that kind of wanted it. That's what it felt like.
They wanted
like.
You to like ask about the boo-boo.
And she starts walking around shopping and one of the employees goes up to her and says, oh my gosh, those shorts are sick. I love those shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I froze because I saw her shorts before and it was medical gauze.
Like bandages.
That looked like bike, they looked like
legs.
Biker shorts.
Okay.
And she just had an extra long t-shirt over it.
Yeah. And the girl didn't say anything at first. And she just looked at her and the girl was, and the employee was like, oh my gosh. And the girl was like, I just had surgery. And the girl was like, I'm so sorry. And she goes, it's a look though. And the girl was like, I'll take it. And she like walked away.
You saw all this?
And the employee walked away. She was like, I'm going to kill myself. But like, I didn't blame her because the girl had it styled like they were shorts. Like in LA, you see everything. Honestly, it's something like a designer would do. They looked like shorts, but it was gauze. I'll show you a picture. I took a picture.
You took a picture? Yeah, thank God. Because I can't imagine. I'm trying to picture what this biker shorts look like.
But why would you, if you don't want people to like question it or mistake it for something else, put put on like a skirt or something. Like she was wearing a long t-shirt and it didn't cover it up. It was like the t-shirt and the gauze shorts.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, put on
like
something.
A mummy?
Like, yes.
Yeah, like, you know, like those.
That's what I'm picturing.
She, no, you know, yes,
like
ace exactly.
bandages, like the wrap that you would like go around and
gauze,
around.
I keep saying gauze, but what
you,
is it?
You know, because someone like Yeezy stuff. Like,
no, that's what it looked
that's
like.
That's what that's, it looked like.
Okay, that's what I'm picturing in my head. Okay.
And the employee was like, those look really sick. And she goes, I just had surgery. where?
You should ask what surgery.
Like honestly, every surgery. If her face was done,
what her, surgery?
What surgery?
Sorry. What were you saying? Oh, that's harmless.
I would have thought those were shorts. Like those were. Yeah. That doesn't look
they
like
look cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's, to be offended by that.
She was waiting crazy. All day for somebody to mention her shorts.
Absolutely.
It was
I just had surgery.
That's sick. I'm not gonna lie. That's a fit.
You do that for Coachella.
It's a fit.
If you just had surgery,
and if
stay
you
home.
Had surgery there, how are you like just strutting around? Huh?
Like I would want to be home after just having surgery, not going to
know.
Sell used clothes.
I wonder what surgery. Like maybe she got tattoos.
Well, maybe she
removed.
Needs to sell the clothes to pay for her
cover the medical bills.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about so the birthday party. We had the temporary tattoos, but then we also had the spray paint art guy doing the t-shirts and everything, and it was really cool because he was super talented. Like all the stuff that he was making was really good quality stuff, and everybody's really excited getting hats, shirts, clothing,
especially
whatever.
The do you shit with that ass
Jordan that had made. The guy write how do you shit with that ass on a t-shirt, and it looked beautiful. Like it was like bubble cursive, like all over the place.
He did
like,
a good job.
It was cute.
Gorgeous.
And of course a lot of our friends, their humor, they had a lot of vulgar sayings on it.
Yeah, there was like cunt, cuntier, cuntiest. Like people were getting this written on these shirts.
Yeah.
And he's just writing it and I'm like laughing like this poor guy like having to write all this stuff. Nicest guy in the world.
I thought people were honestly just going to get their names with like the, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I thought. I should have known.
Nicest guy in the world. We talked to him after he comes up. He's like, thank you so much. The party was amazing. I got to take off. I got to get to church. And I was like,
oh no.
Oh, I was like, oh, that's amazing. Like what church do you go to? He's like, I'm actually a pastor.
Oh my God.
And then it hit me.
Immediately we're like, I'm
all of the
so
stuff
sorry.
That he was just having to write on these shirts. I was like, oh my God. I'm just
oh
thinking,
my God. My.
And the fact that like going back, like seeing him, he goes to Jordan. He's like, how do you want me to write? How do you shit with that ass? Do you want me to put that ass or that ass? And I'm just like this.
Oh,
did you say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for all the the vulgarness.
And he's like, oh, don't worry.
He was like, I've seen it all. It's okay.
You didn't say, oh my God, right?
I can't believe that happened. It's like the one time with like the goats at your birthday party where the fucking saying goes. Do you remember that?
I know, I don't.
Wait, what?
The couple that brought the goats.
Yeah.
Sweet, friendly couple.
Right.
Zane is like looking at like David, and I don't know, maybe Taylor, someone's like walking, or you two were walking around with the goats, and Zane goes, oh, they look like a cute Mormon couple.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, and I looked at Zane, and I was like, yeah, funny. I was like, interesting. And then I realized that the couple is Mormon. And I was like, why?
Wait, I said that to them?
You said that, like you and me were standing next to each other, next to the couple, watching Heath and Mariah across the backyard with the goats.
But they didn't hear us.
Yeah, they did.
Well, no, I would never say that to them like out loud.
No, you said it like to me.
I don't think you knew that they were Mormon. I think you looked at me and Heath because I remember there's a picture of us walking.
Yeah.
I think you took a picture because we looked like a cute little Mormon couple.
I said you both look like a cute Mormon couple.
Yeah, not them.
Oh.
But it was it was like.
But they were a Mormon couple.
Yeah. That's like,
and they,
what are the
I don't
odds?
Think they were that offended by it, but it was just so like. And then I like was like, oh gosh.
Well, depending how we reacted
Mormon?
To after I said that.
Right.
And then I think I got their names. I looked them up on Facebook and I was like, all Mormon. I was like,
well, whatever.
Oh,
they're doing great, right?
Yeah.
We got the goats.
That's just funny. Like,
Who was it?
Actually, our friend Ryan just told us the other day he went to an event. And when backstory for Heath's birthday, there's something called party goats and they bring these baby goats to your party. We had them at the house and you can feed them and you can take pictures with them, whatever. So we had them as babies.
Was that 3 or 4 years ago?
We were at this house 3 years now. So after
4 years ago.
4 years ago. And Ryan said he just went to an event where they had the party goats and it was Gizmo, the same goat that we had, but he's like an adult now.
Whoa.
So we had him as a baby. You guys there's pictures of you feeding him the bottle and stuff. And now he's like this full grown.
Oh, you should recreate the picture.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You should.
Do you have Gizmo's number?
I do. Let me call him.
Okay, good, good, okay.
Oh, I will. I'm disappointed about one thing with the party. I thought it would be more of a hit. The tug of war.
Yeah.
Well, nobody made an announcement. Not you. Don't, you can't expect everybody to just go.
I did. No, I did twice.
Well, you you can't just be like, everybody play tug of war now.
No. I went to each group. That's when I told you. I asked the strong people first because they're like, yeah, let's go. Like, of course, David Drummond. I don't know.
I think, to work people up to tug of war.
Well, the everybody kept asking me about it because they all wanted it to happen. But I think everyone just wanted a picture and video of it happening. No one actually wanted to do it.
Tug of war, but people get hurt in tug of war.
It was really funny, but I also think it was pretty tame, the party. Like, nobody got super drunk. I feel like if it was, like, a rager, everybody would be out there. Yeah. Like, I pictured, like, 10 against 10 across the pool or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I pictured something different, but...
It was also 2 p.m. on a Friday, too.
Right, but we've had day parties where people... The jump rope moment. Like, we've had moments where things do hit, and sometimes they don't. Like, sometimes people just aren't in the mood. I just thought tug of war would be fun.
What are you doing?
I think I'm just testing how my sunburn's going.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm like just...
We get it, private. You suntan.
I knew I was off camera when I was doing it.
Well, now you're on camera. We've been putting the camera more on you while you're not talking.
Yeah? They'll be doing that for Mariah as well.
No, we actually just do it for you. She's had to deal with it already.
Because I'm like, huh? What?
Can you guys remind me we have to say happy birthday to Ella?
Ella Priya?
My best friend from home.
There are so many damn birthdays.
Yeah.
What happened nine months ago?
Crazy. That's what, 4th of July.
Oh.
I was trying to figure it out. But like,
y'all were popping off in the firecrackers.
It's not like it's Valentine's Day. Like, Christmas.
Mine was Valentine's Day.
Oh, November, yeah.
November babies are Valentine's Day.
April is insane. I can't believe how many I think I know 6 birthdays just today.
Yeah, what's popping off?
I know, it's so interesting on Facebook when it's like 12 people's birthdays and then one day it's like nobody's. You're like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
What?
People give me so much shit for my birthday month. I hate it.
November?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Scorpio men. I don't know. There's something to it. Something to it.
Scorpios are like the hardest to love.
Why?
I remember.
Am I a hard person to love?
I remember.
Well, answer the question.
Yo, don't do that.
It's my mic. Who else uses
Mike King.
Stupid. Mike King.
You know, I have an uncle named Mark King and Jack King. Mark King, Jack King.
Oh!
I was like, and?
Jack Mike King. It's just funny. Like,
oh,
Mike King.
Jack King.
Oh, damn. They didn't think of that?
I guess not.
Who do you know that's Justin Case?
Yeah, I had a substitute teacher, Mrs. Case, and her son was Justin. I remember when he was
Justin
born.
Justin Case.
That's
Justin
terrible. Case. Like, you don't do that.
You think they did it on purpose?
I mean, that's the first thing you hear when you say the full
Justin
name.
Just in case.
I have a friend whose name is Justin Hoffman, which is like, sounds just like Dustin Hoffman, like the actor. He gets that all the time. And Dustin Hoffman was already a big actor when his parents named him. And I'm like, it would be like naming your kid Dustin Bieber.
Like, wait, no, that one's bad. Dustin Bieber is
Hoffman's
bad.
Hoffman's pretty
Dustin
pretty,
Hoffman doesn't
well,
sound bad.
Our generation, we don't recognize it, but he gets it from a lot of older people who are like, oh my gosh, like Dustin Hoffman. He's like, yeah.
Honestly, that might be better for him.
The other day we found out, so I don't know if people know, but Jordan is named after Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But it's funny, our friend Ryan. His middle name is Jordan, and he just told us he was also named after Michael Jordan, but they both went with Jordan and not like Michael.
Wow.
They're both Michael Jordan.
We should watch the Michael Jordan movie, Air.
Really
good things about it.
Yeah, it's
really want to watch it.
You know Michael Jordan's not like in it. You don't see Michael Jordan.
No, I know, I'm sure.
You Have y'all heard about Michael Jordan's like $23 mansion that he like, or...
$23? Wow.
I'm
also thinking it's $23 million because his number's 23, but it's worth like over $20 million.
Okay.
But nobody wants to buy it because it's just...
Oh, the abandoned one.
It's not the abandoned one. There's a lot of confusion about a Bulls player. People, there's a fake thing where people think it's Michael Jordan's abandoned mansion. His mansion's still sitting there, and I don't think he's living in it, but he's been trying to sell it for over a decade.
Wow.
And nobody wants to buy it because... It's like in the outskirts of, or like a probably a really nice suburb of Chicago, I think.
It's super outdated and tacky though, right?
Yes, it's the 23 on the gates. You have all this just, it's that tacky 90s.
Mariah will buy it.
I mean, that is like.
Wait, I love that.
That's, that entrance is kind of cool.
That's
sure, for $10 million.
In my head, I was like, Mariah would buy it. If Mariah had $1 billion, she would buy it.
Yeah, I would buy that.
It's 14 million.
That's really cool. I think it's really cool.
He spent more money building it. Isn't that so sad? People spend so much money on their dream places and then like,
that's what happens really shows. When you build something specifically for yourself, yes, it's for you and you're going to enjoy it. But like at the end, when you got to sell it, like nobody wants what you like enjoy.
You have to, that's why you have to pass it down to your kids or something. Just keep it within the family, but like trying to sell that.
I think the Bob Hope house sold because they took the sign down.
Oh, really?
Well, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful house.
What do you mean they took the sign down?
The street. It was up for sale.
But I think it was like $26 million they were asking.
Oh my God. You know the house down the street that's like abandoned?
The overgrown house.
They cleaned it.
What?
There was a whole, it looked like there were 40 people there. I think the
on
city.
On our street?
Yeah, I think somebody finally called in and was like, this needs to be cleaned up. This is bad.
Or the governor watches the podcast.
Yeah. But I was trying to, because I was in a rush and one of the guys that were like away from there, he was using the bathroom. I was like, oh, I got to wait. I got to ask him.
Yes.
Do you guys know who lives in that
right.
house?
Did they call you?
Who ordered you guys
to
clean
this? Did you find a body?
And I was sitting there and he wasn't getting out of the porta potty. And I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. And I thought he'd get out. He didn't. And I left.
Oh, damn. What's he doing in the porta potty?
I want the Integra that's in that driveway.
Yeah.
It's a nice Integra.
If it starts up.
Oh, that thing was not going to start.
That's where you find like deals though. When that house has been sitting.
Good little barn find.
I got it. But they're gone though. But like, it doesn't look like a lot of work was done in that. On that yard.
Have you seen the guy that goes around and he does landscaping and yard work for people for free just to film it?
I sit through those.
Love him.
He'll just go up, like if somebody has like a house that looks like overgrown or like they can't take care of it. Usually it's somebody that is like can't afford to have a service come do it, or like a lawnmower broke and they don't have the means to be able to get a new lawnmower, or they're elderly and they're just having like a hard time doing the upkeep. He'll just go and knock on the door and just be like, hi, I have a YouTube channel. I cut grass and do landscaping for free. If you let me film the process of like a before and after, I'll do all your landscaping and yard work for free.
What a deal.
So good.
He should do that house.
Yeah.
Because I have not seen a worse yard in the entire city of LA.
And it's really cool to like see how grateful people are.
He doesn't live here though. He probably lives somewhere.
I'm not sure where he is.
Sometimes I feel like he's in Texas because I'll catch glimpses of just the trees and the way the light's hitting. I'm like, this is Texas. Like,
can you tell
if a TikTok in like someone's in their front yard? You're like, that's Florida.
Absolutely.
Yes. A certain neighborhood. I'm like, this is so Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Do you believe the guy on TikTok that does that split second?
No.
Flash? It's like upside down, black and white. And he can like be like, that's Belarus. Like
you've seen that TikToker that like is able to know exactly where location of whatever he's looking at.
I like to say I do believe it. I think there's gotta be one person in the world that can have that gift and do it.
Well, there's foundational rules for all of it. So if you, for the ones where it's 1 second, I do believe it. If he knows that every country, like, if there's two white strips in the middle, that has to be like Russia, because they're the only country that has this. If they have the little red things on the side of the street, that means it's like Indonesia. There's all these little context clues, and he knows the trees. I also think the algorithm on GeoGuessr, if you've been playing it so much, you start seeing the same shit. It's not as random as we really do think it is.
Yeah.
So he has done it so many times
where he's just able to know. It's more like it's more, he doesn't know that dirt is for this country. He's seen this picture before.
I bet there's like 1,000.
I still wouldn't be able to do that. I'd be like, it's still
amazing that he can do that. But
down, distorted, black and white.
Yeah.
For like that quick.
I hope he gets busted.
Maybe he's a psychic.
It's like a deck of cards. You memorize all the deck, like you know what it is. And then if you saw the corner of a three of clubs distorted upside down, you'd be like, okay, that's the corner of a three of clubs. You know,
That is, especially all those pictures, that is tough.
Look at how
He does this all day.
Yeah,
he does this all day, and he's been doing it for years now.
Tell me he don't look like Cody Johns.
I'm pretty good. Not amazing, but I'm pretty good for the United States.
I'd be good in Florida.
Yeah.
No, actually, no. I would need to do it for like our city. Yeah.
I love the confirmation. Like if I'm like, oh, I can pretty much tell like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And I love the confirmation if they're outside and a car passes and I read the license plate and I'm like, yes.
Or you check their bio to see like where they're from.
Yeah. Got it.
You have to pay for it too, which is kind of weird. It's like $3 a month or $30 a year.
Oh, interesting.
Do you think the like police or the government use GeoGuessr to help them?
They should hire him.
I just want to know when the cart comes around so we could like pose for like.
I know.
Did you see so the Google car that like does like the mapping?
Yes.
So you could like do the 3D like street view. I watched a video and it shows like the cart getting closer and then a guy on a bike and then he gets hit by the bike. You see him in front, up on top, flipped upside down, and then on the ground, like face plant
by the car. That was
literally, and it just keeps going.
No,
like,
cause you can't stop, right?
You
can't stop
it's
in those
like,
cars.
It's like panorama on your phone. Like I can't go back.
But it's so interesting. Like that's, I don't know, that somebody found that.
I just wish they would go around sometimes
and only shoot.
Oh my gosh.
So like you see the guy coming across on the bike and you're like, oh man, here it comes. Oop, up on the hood.
How?
And you know what? He probably didn't look both ways because nobody drives on that street. You know, nobody's driving through. That is just so terrible, crazy. Terrible.
How did he make it all the way to that area? They really get every part.
How did they not redo that one little street? Like, if that happened to a driver.
I bet they love it.
Yeah.
I bet, like, in the office, they get points. They have a whole system.
I think it's crazy that they have to drive on every single street to get everywhere.
Is there one missing? Is there one that's
You would think
on
there's
the
a better, there's like a better method or better system to be able to get like capture all that.
I wish they would just do it in the summer when all the houses look like the prettiest and everything's fully green. There's nothing worse. You like find a cool house on like Zillow. You're like, ooh, I want to see what this looks like. Street view. It's like the dead of winter. Nothing looks nice about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or did you know you could go to Google Maps, like look up your address and then click the year? So I looked up this house. I think this house goes back to like 2007. You can see the street view of what it looked like.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I looked up like the house I grew up in and all the different years.
Oh, that's really sick. Cool. Oh my God. That's cool. I'm gonna see that.
Yeah. Some people like look it up and they'll like see like maybe like their parent, like who had passed away, just like out mowing the lawn, or like you can see your parents' old cars and stuff.
Yeah. How do they have time to get every street?
That'd be kind of a fun, like easy, like very easy. Fun
Yeah. Do you
job.
Just drive? Just
drive around.
Why? Because the camera does all the work.
You probably have a certain like vicinity of Los Angeles you have to hit.
What would be your favorite driving job? Like
I think
like a Google camera driver, like a Google Eats driver.
I think
Uber Eats driver
or a
tractor trailer.
Bus driver.
Oh, it's like serving. Like serving just, people.
You want to ruin people's days.
I think I just want to be in disguises. Like you know, Pineapple Express where you just like you dress as like a nurse, so you walk into a hospital, you're like, oh, are you this person? Here you are. Yeah. Or you act like you're there to fix the printer. Here you are. But you have to go around.
I don't mind like being a DoorDash or something. Yeah. Like, definitely better than Uber. I would never want to be driving people. Like having to pick up people and having to deal with that, especially at night.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd be too worried.
But apartments always stress me out with like DoorDashing, like
yes.
Or like, oh, what code is it? I always get stressed when I have to just go to someone's apartment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what floor? Where is it? Are you going to be down there to let me in?
Yeah.
But just when you
know how my mom just picks up any job that she can. The other day we were talking about like how DoorDash would be like really fun to do. And Heath was like, I'm surprised your mom doesn't do it. I was like, she does.
Oh yeah.
She does DoorDash?
And, like when she has extra time, if she's bored, she'll just hop in and start doing it. I'm like, take a break.
She does. She picks up the food, but she also brings her own food to drop off here.
She brings up a little extra. Here's extra chicken cutlet from the other day.
yeah. And just extra sauce. Yeah. Just have you.
That's really funny.
When I lived home in Pennsylvania, we did Meals on Wheels. And it was so, I don't want to say it was fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. I'm trying to do it out here. But it was...
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels is delivering to people mostly...
In need.
people in need, like older people.
Oh, okay.
And it was sad because like these people live just not the best life. And like, you feel good because you're helping them. Mm-hmm. But like you see like their living situation and you're like, every person you go to, me and my mom would be like crying. I'm like, how do we help them more? Like it was very emotional, but it was like fun because it was like a puzzle figuring out like the apartments and like where they live and stuff like that. Yeah. But then like, they're sad. They're alone. Like mm-hmm. it's like they lost their husband, they lost their wife and they're alone. And like, they wait for their hot meal to come every day. And it's like us. And it's just like, aww. So sad, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
It's like absolutely. Fun. Ugh, I don't want to use the word it
just sucks that there's so many people like that.
I know. Yeah. But you can help them.
Yeah. Meals on Wheels.
It feels good. We should do it. The four of us. That'd be fun.
Yes.
New thing. Wheels on Meals.
Ooh, you deliver cars.
It's an RC car with a bag, right?
Uh-huh.
And you stay at home, but you drive the RC car. Oh, that's like that guy on TikTok. He'll put
like a dollar in his RC car
and drive it to the gas station.
Yeah.
And we'll pull up in the gas station
and ask for candy.
With a thing, and it'll be like, put a Reese's in here, and it'll have the amount of money.
Actually
for the
works,
Reese's.
They'll do it.
Yeah.
And the cashier will take the money and drop it in the thing. But he has a camera on it, so it's showing the people reacting like, what the hell? So he like drives it up and they're like looking at it and they're like, should we do it? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Like I
see. Yeah, like they'll call the manager over and they're just like, I don't know.
And he's recording like the whole process.
That's pretty sick.
He'll put enough money in there. Like he'll usually do exact change. So it's easy for them.
Yeah.
And they send it back. And I just think that's, people are fun. People are creative.
You should buy one day and you should take it to the nearest gas station. And see,
I feel like that'd be so fun.
Is it cheap to do it?
My RC car would get stolen. Somebody would just pick it up.
But if you put a tracker on it, you'll be able to get it back easily if you hide
it. Yeah, but then if they take it home, you can't do anything about it.
I just want the one from Home Alone 3.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't know if anybody watched Home Alone 3.
I love Home Alone 3.
Love the third one.
It's actually, I like that one better than Home Alone 1 and 2.
Question.
I agree.
Is Max in Home Alone 3 Max in Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same kid.
Oh, I loved them. That's him, and he was Max in both.
Oh, and Scarlett Johansson's in it too.
Scarlett Johansson is it the sister?
The sister in Home Alone 3.
What's the Dennis the Menace with?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, she is. Crazy.
Where they eat the can of beans
with Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, that's the first one where he like gets him underneath that bridge and he holds him and he swallows the key.
Yes, that scene messed me up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and then he puts the chiclets in Mr. Wilson's mouth. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like in his
dentures and his dentures and he gets the paint and the burger meat. And it's like
my favorite
tastes like paint.
Apple. Do you remember that?
In Dennis the Menace? No, I don't.
He's like holding it like an apple and he's like, he's got like a lazy eye. It's kind of like apple.
No, I don't.
I think that was Dennis the Menace.
Yeah. I read all the comics, but never watched any of the movies.
You read all the Dennis the Menace comics?
Yes. Every time in the newspaper, I'd read all of them.
Wow, I don't even think I got to this the medicine mine.
Mm-hmm. Bubba, yeah, I have news. New Girl, off of Netflix.
Oh, I saw Ella's story last night.
Damn, I went to play it last night.
Don't they usually announce it before pulling
but
off?
Didn't it get
they
sold
did
to
announce
something
it, but
else?
I didn't think it was real.
But didn't it get sold to like Hulu?
Yeah, but then you got to get
Yeah.
Y'all don't have a Hulu?
We don't watch anything on Hulu.
I have like all of them.
You need the Holy Trinity.
You need all three. I always have all three.
We just don't watch that much to have it. Like we did Disney Plus to watch like one movie and then we canceled it because we don't use it.
Oh, we watch a lot of.
We use.
It's crazy how many freaking services there are now.
I know.
Yeah, I mean.
Like it's
everybody wants to make money.
It's ridiculous.
They see how well Netflix and Hulu are doing. They're like, oh, we want to be the next social media platform. And then they do it. Like, I wonder how many people are subscribed to Paramount Plus or Disney Plus. Like
Sometimes I'm you sure get package deals though with like if you have Verizon, you get Hulu for free. If you sign up for this, you get this package
Who
for free.
Who is keeping track of all that? All these different
They want us ideas. To forget so they can keep on charging us.
Yep.
That's why you got to get
Rocket Money.
Rocket Money. I used it. That's what we used to cancel everything.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I am fucking. I'm.
Let's get some grub.
I can't believe we're leaving in 2 days.
Gonna come very quick.
Yeah, very quick.
All right, we gotta shave your back before.
Shut.
Oh, your lower back? Yeah, yours is really bad.
Stop it. It's not. It's my upper back.
Zane said that the other day. I said, Zane, put a tramp stamp. He goes, I didn't shave my back. Why is that like the most embarrassing sentence? And like, I'm shaving your back.
It is. And the lower back is so embarrassing for some reason. When you have like a hairy lower back.
Who cares?
Yeah. It's fine. I cared. That's why I took it out. And I was pissed that I didn't get to do the tramp stamp.
It's all right. I ordered more for this weekend.
Oh, you did?
You should wear a crop top with the
happy hour shirt. Wear a crop top, Zane. Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna do one of the tattoos on my penis.
Enough.
Oh God.
Should we sign off so we can get enough time in for the hangout? You said 4:15.
What is it called, Matt?
The cool down.
He gets up and leaves and doesn't stay for him anyways. That's all I remember.
Only the past like two.
Yes. All right. We're going to end this episode because we have shit to do.
Make sure to check out Kromoda.com. Get your matcha starter kit. Get your coffee, K-cups, bags. We got espresso, bunch of different flavors. Again, Kromoda.com. And also make sure to use code unfiltered for 35% off.
Very good. You can check out this episode every Monday. Audio form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those platforms. And then on Tuesday, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, every Tuesday.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do an unwind where we keep the cameras rolling, and it's basically an extended version cut of this podcast. It's like an extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes. And then we also do a monthly bonus episode. It's either a high or a drunk episode with a guest. So make sure to check that out as well. We got all access as soon as you sign up to everything we've posted on there. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you so much for for tuning into this episode. We love you so much, and we will see you.
Yeah, shake that ass. Maybe.
See you, cats. Oh, I will. Flip-flop later.
All right, bye, guys.
How do you shit with that ass?